special guest star, Colonel Donnie Sanders.
That's huge. That's totally huge. I provided the tape. I provided the videotape. America needs to win again. We're losing it. We're losing everything. We can't even make a ham sandwich. What? We can't even do that. We lose to that.
Colonel Donnie Sanders, how was your run today?
I'm not going to run. I don't need to. I could stand in the middle of Times Square not running. I'd get votes.
I got a lot of support out
I'm
there.
Not, I promised myself we would not do anything political.
We're not.
This will never make it.
Colonel Donnie Sanders
Colonel Donnie
is not
Sanders.
Political.
No, he's a clown. He's a clown. It's satirical.
He's a satire.
It's a satirist. Yeah.
Our niche, speaking of digital niches, is satire.
I would like to contain the satire
yeah.
in a suit, a containment suit for the satire. We could wear it every once in a while, but we can't break it out all the time.
No.
It's a we special... Could,
you know what?
Tell me.
We could have a monkey wear a suit, and that could be our mascot.
A satirical monkey could wear the satirical containment suit. And he could be Colonel Donnie Sanders anytime.
That's Colonel Donnie Sanders.
Colonel Donnie Sanders, yeah. We should quickly internet savvy that action.
Oh, it's already a meme.
Oh.
We lost.
It's already been on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Oh. It has its own spinoff movie. Oh, Paramount just went under because it made no money.
They brought back Daryl Hammond to play Colonel Donnie Sanders.
You know what? He can do no wrong. I have a couple questions for you. Brian, thank you so much for coming back from the West Coast. Speaking of that, how was your run through the entire city of San Diego?
Well, it wasn't the entire city of San Diego.
No, just the most beautiful parts.
The beautiful bay of San Diego. Multiple times. And I'll tell you this. I love running when I'm away on... at conferences or business trips in different cities, you get to see parts of the city that you haven't been. And also, when you're on the West Coast and you live on the East Coast, you wake up very early.
About 3:30 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning. Yep. And so it's great to get up and do something about 6:30, 6:45, go out for a run. And then, hopefully, by the end of the day, you're tired at the appropriate time so that you can begin to... recover from the jet lag and the time change. However, when you get home, it's a whole nother story. I'm like 4 days in and I'm still staying up too late and going to bed. I mean, not waking up early enough. So it's a mess.
Yeah, it's interesting because over on the other coast, you can get that run in the morning.
Yeah.
Then you still have about, I don't know, 17 and a half hours of daylight to just do everything.
Well, and in San Diego, it's always 70 and sunny.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
You don't ever have to worry about
but
anything.
But you come back here... fly against the grain, as they say, although with the jet stream.
With the jet stream.
And,
it took me about a minute always, and a half to get back home.
But it seems like it's always sunset here and about 38 degrees. Doesn't it seem dark all the time?
Today's beautiful. Anyway, I did go for several runs. I went with a colleague who is quite a bit taller than I am and apparently runs gazelle-like because we started out... at a 7:40 pace.
Oh my God!
For about seven steps, like, this isn't how it begins.
Yes,
and but we did have a sub-9 for the first 5 miles, which is much quicker than I typically run. Maybe after a long warm up, that's what I'm running. Maybe, and so that was a lot. That was a lot.
That's a lot. He is a long gait. I know that fellow.
And so it really pushed me to be much faster than I usually am.
Did you tie a rope in between you so you had to
keep
up?
A mental rope. That's the only way I was able to keep up with
it. I bet. Well, welcome back. You look good. You look like you got some sun and you look like you dropped a pound.
I'm not sure either of those are true, but thank you.
You're welcome.
I will tell you this. I had a funny story from my sister. My sister had, she likes to do exercise classes.
Okay.
You know, like... whatever the classes are. What do we do these days? Step?
A Zumba?
Zumba, rumba. I don't know what they are, but she likes to do the classes.
Kramaga, whatever
so
that
she had is. She had some scheduling issues where she wasn't able to get to her classes for a couple of days. And it was one of these days that was rather nice outside. And she took a look at her sneakers. She said, "Hey, I've been listening to the podcast, and I know I can just put those sneakers on and go for a quick run."
That's right.
It's
all you
free
need.
And easy. Doesn't require scheduling.
All you need.
Or signing up or anything. And so I was proud to hear that. That was very nice.
So we're having an impact.
Well, you know, that's not the only feedback we've gotten.
Wait, are we is Lauren coming in? She's busy.
Not that kind of feedback.
She's busy this week.
Let me tell you, we got two more great reviews on iTunes. Would you like me to share the love with you?
I want to, because I fear that so many people listen to us non-iTunes.
Right.
That they don't even know that if they go to our page in iTunes, yes, in the iTunes store, they will see the lovely reviews. So please,
and hopefully read them. Add to them, because they really do make a difference in
crazy
exposure, yeah, how of that works. Any podcast. It is unusual how it works. Anyway, here we go. Car Talk for Your Body and Soul by Rockin' Johnny.
Oh, awesome.
How does one take the subject of running, a numbly boring activity and subject, and make it not only interesting,
wow,
but motivational, Peter, and that's all you, but humorous and captivating? Are you holding anyone captive to listen to this show, Peter?
I am captivated by your voice.
Thank you. I'm not sure, but I'm hooked. Not since Car Talk has boring been so entertaining and inspirational.
Is this you talking, or is this Rockin' Johnny?
This is Rockin' Johnny, wow, although I share his sentiments that I am boring and also entertaining and inspirational.
You're bentertaining.
Sleep-inducing, some have accused me of. If you are even casually interested in fitness or running, you should give this podcast...
Give this podcast?
A podcast, a listen.
Hey...
And Rivers Blue says
Hold on. Was that the end of one review?
Yeah, we're rolling right into the next.
Okay, you're going into the next.
Rivers Blue says, not just for runners. I'm a beginner at running and doubt I'll ever be much into running, but this podcast is laugh out loud funny. Thank you. Sound effects are awesome. Often the quality of a podcast has more to do with craft than topic expertise, and these are pro podcasters. And wow. Peter, I'm looking at you when I say that.
Remind me to send him a check.
That's right.
Awesome.
So that's what those guys are saying, or those people, Rockin' Johnny and Rivers Blue.
Well, we thank them, and anybody else who's even considering giving us a comment in the future, we thank you in advance. So please spend a second, go onto iTunes, leave a comment, be kind.
Peter, how was your run today?
Well, hold on, because depending on when people drop this old podcast into their ear holes.
Right.
It's about 2.5 weeks before the marathon.
The Boston Marathon.
Which I'm not running, and nor are you.
Nor am I.
However, many of our brothers and sisters out there are.
That's right.
And this is a big week. Mm-hmm. Many people are running their 21-mile longs. It's the longest they'll run during their training before they taper out before the race.
Remember what it was doing when we ran our 21-mile?
It was snowing.
Yeah, thank you.
And very cold. So no, these guys have it relatively easy. Mm-hmm. We've covered that. I'm not here to bash them. What I was saying was, I have chosen to honor their sacrifice this week by staying off the roads and let them go ahead, do your 21.
That's right. So you'll be nowhere near Framingham, Natick.
No. Absolutely
Brookline,
not.
Boston.
No. And... no, I ran a quick four. Newton. Over the weekend. It was nice. It was about 38 degrees, as it always is now. It's either 38 or 41 for some reason. Now, coincidentally, while I'm honoring everybody by staying off the road while they run 21 miles and I stay inside, Easter candy's 50% off right now at all of your fine drugstore outlets.
Is it 50% fewer calories now that it's on sale?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But it's all overpackaged.
Right, that's true.
And I can't seem to get enough of it into my mouth.
What's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. None of it's good.
Candy.
None of it is good.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's giant Reese's Pieces that are called the Easter eggs, but really they're just gigantic Reese's Pieces with like five times as much peanut butter. I would actually put those into my fuel belt and eat them while I was running.
Just pop those in.
Little peanut butter protein and sugar could go a long way. Much better tasting than Goos, that's for sure.
Well, I would have to say if push came to shove and I had to pick a single Easter candy that was the best, it might be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup egg. Not the giant ones, but the sort of smaller ones that come in mix packs. There really are a smaller version.
I haven't
had
that yet.
Oh, that's good, because it's the best of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup in somewhat oval form.
You know, I had something I've never had before. I had, you know, the famous Cadbury cream egg.
Oh yeah, that was big when we were kids.
Yeah,
that
which I can't even out. Eat because no, it's gross. Just gooey sugar and it's too much. It's like an assault. But Cadbury has come out with something else now. It's called the Cadbury cream wafer or something like this. Oh. It's a cookie.
Yeah.
It's like a small pseudo shortbread cookie with about a quarter of the gooiness of the Cadbury cream egg in there, and it's covered with chocolate. So quite satisfying.
Well, all right.
Not a meal.
No.
You'd have to eat a lot of them.
You'd have to eat a lot of that.
Hey, can I give a shout out to my cousin, Becca, who is the star of our show several episodes ago?
She was the star of episode 18.
Thank you. Beck Star runs, and she ran recently a half marathon, sub 140.
Oh, my.
So sub 1 hour and 40 minutes. Do you know who that's a lot faster than? Matt Damon.
Oh, boy.
She is way faster than Matt Damon, who doesn't train while he's filming a movie.
He's gonna get you.
I don't think so.
He's gonna read all those iTunes reviews and say, "You know what? I have to give them respect."
Do you think maybe he's Rivers Blue?
He could be.
Matt Damon.
Many have said that.
Yeah.
Hey, so somebody else reached out to me, a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And they said, "Question." If I'm training for a big race, but I go on a bender, have I done myself in? Is a night of excessive intake of perhaps food, but mostly alcohol,
yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
Well,
I would love your take on that.
How close to the race?
Oh, weeks out.
No.
It's fine.
Don't make a habit of it. Right. I mean, it's the same as having a cold, I would suspect. I mean, you'll be a little sluggish the next day, and then you recover. You recover from it. Age has a lot to do with it. Obviously, you recover quicker from everything if you're in your 20s or early 30s.
But really, it's hydrate.
Yeah.
Sweat that stuff out.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're going to be, it's going to take you a few days to get back to where you were.
Yeah.
So you have to do a calculus. You have to decide, like, hey, if it's Saturday night and I'm going out, but I got a race the next Saturday and I know I'm going to be garbage now before Wednesday, I may not want to do that. Right. That Saturday, I might want to do it two Saturdays before.
And I'd have to question how big a race this is because certainly before a marathon, I have put in so much training into a marathon.
Right.
You'd have to have an event of a lifetime for me to potentially chuck that training away.
Right.
To, you know, even if it slowed my pace down by 10 minutes, yeah. Well, then, you know, that's the difference for me between a 4-hour marathon and a 4:10 marathon.
Yep.
And why suffer through those 4 hours any more than you're already going to suffer?
Because it might be a really good party. That's all I'm saying. It right. might be a really but good that, one.
Right.
So you have to weigh
that. Well, we all have lives.
But I will, to your point, though, I will say that I noticed when I was my most serious in training, it was self-fulfilling prophecy. I would then say to myself, if everybody was like, hey, let's go get nachos, I might say, well, actually, I'm good with a salad.
Yeah.
Like you start making those decisions right. because your body says, I want that. I want this. I want that. And I know what it feels like to be hungover, and I know what it feels like to be bloated from too much salt or heavy right. foods. And yeah, maybe I don't want that.
Yeah. And right, you've done it. You've done the long runs
yep.
having been bloated from
yep,
salt
totally.
And bad food or too much alcohol. And you don't want to have that feeling. And also, yeah, the other thing is you've put so much time and effort in.
Right.
Why screw it up a little?
No, and sometimes I even decide just before I take the big bite of the chili dog, I think, wait, how's future me going to feel seriously 6, 7, 8 minutes into a run tomorrow? Like I'm not going to feel good.
Right.
So I actually put that down or I eat it and I know that I'm hosed.
Now, after a big run,
that's different.
No,
no
holds
different,
barred.
Different.
Right.
And that's part of that goal thing, I think.
That's right. Right. Gain all that running weight back.
You know, you just mentioned
shortest amount of time.
You
possible.
Triggered something in my mindscape just now.
Okay.
With your thought probe,
lay it on me.
Project
onto our astral plane.
Project
will
your
you?
Thought story into yeah. my mind theater.
Yeah, onto our collective conscious cloud. Please.
We have a thought platform that you and I are sharing right now, and I'm taking my idea jetpack up to the thought platform.
Where I'm waiting for you patiently.
In a giant floating chair.
Here I am.
You mentioned being in your 20s and rebounding fast. I don't know if you know this, but I'm turning 45.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I was thinking about age, and I was thinking about millennials, and I was thinking, you know, the data that we're seeing over these last 23 weeks.
Okay.
Millennials are not listening to the show.
No.
And it occurs to me,
yeah,
when a millennial, you know how young people, you can play that sound outside of a ice cream place or a mall, and it makes teenagers scatter because it hurts their eardrums, but we can't yes. hear it.
Right.
Conversely,
yeah,
millennials hear this podcast yes. as a hedge fund show.
As an explanation of escrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, when they, yeah.
There's, right. It's, oof, right.
Financial planning. I can't right now. I got to.
It does not compute.
No, I have to go look at my abs.
Yeah. My abs.
My tight skinny jeans. I have to go buy more tight skinny jeans. That occurred to me. Yeah. So 23. This is episode 23, which, by the way, for those of you playing at home, is one of my favorite numbers.
Why is that, Peter?
No, I don't know. I just like that number. There's no big secret there. I just like it.
Really?
It looks nice when you write
There's no baseball player with 23 or anything.
There might
like
be.
This? You've never explored why you may enjoy this number so much?
Well, as you know, it is a prime number, Brian.
Well, sure. There's lots of prime numbers.
No, it just looks nice. And I remember being 23. I love that age. That was a good age.
Hmm. If you were Taylor Swift, you would have an album called 23. Or is that Adele? If you were Adele, you would have an album called 23.
I'm gonna say that if I was either one of them.
Yeah.
I would have multiple albums, all titled 23.
That's true.
Yeah, and just confuse 23 people.
Songs each.
I don't care. Confuse yeah. it up.
Okay.
But the kids would get it. That's the thing about them.
Yeah, and then you would appeal to millennials. That's true.
Then they'd listen.
Right.
Financial foreclosure is your best friend in buying real estate, by the way, Brian.
How is your financial planning today?
See? That's what it sounds like to them.
I can actually see, like a zombie movie, thousands of 20-year-olds running down the street away from our studio here.
They're going the other direction.
They're going the other direction.
I have an etiquette question for you.
Okay.
When you're out running, this has happened now, and it's because the weather is turning and people are actually starting to get outside. When you're out running
yeah.
and you run into friends and associates,
mm-hmm.
what do you personally do? Do you stop and chat?
Mm-hmm. Is it someone I actually know? Or someone who also runs in my neighborhood, because those are two different
things. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it is actually a person that you know.
Yeah.
So do you stop, chat, and if they're out for a run, mm-hmm. do you link up? Do you start running together? What's your personal thing?
Yeah. Well, as you know, I don't have very many friends, so this is sort of a theoretical question.
Yeah, I'm asking you to imagine yeah. if you were a friendly person.
And yes, I would slow down and stop and say hi. In fact, that happened to me twice or three times while I was out in San Diego because I was at a conference where
you knew
I knew
people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I always slow down and stop and we'll say hello and start to chat and then they'll sort of have an odd look on their face and run away from me. Crinkle up their nose.
As they should.
But yeah, of course I'll do that, and if they want to run with me, that's perfectly fine. That actually has never happened. Now, I do have other folks who I don't know by name, but I, you know, some are waivers and some are ignorers as we run through our neighborhoods or our running trails or whatever.
I tend to give the thumbs up or the nod.
Yeah. I'm often a waiver for the first 2 or 3 miles, and for the last however many miles, I'm usually just staring straight ahead. Just trying to make it through.
Well, that's especially true if you're in sort of any kind of path or area where it's circular and you're seeing the same person multiple times.
Oh, that's got to be
it. No, you get that first right. one where there's acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And then you got to make the decision of, it's all business now.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing, I'm
yeah,
doing my thing.
Yeah, because you run around like Jamaica Pond or the reservoir, and that's only, what, a mile and a half or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, so you're definitely seeing the person, depending on your speed, and depending on their speed. If they're much faster, you're seeing them a lot sooner than you want to, and you're also getting ticked off where you're seeing
how
them.
How fast
like,
they're, right.
Holy cow, I'm not even to the boathouse.
They're pacing,
oh,
yeah.
my gosh.
Yeah.
But this happened recently, and I think we both made the decision to remove the earbuds and chit-chat
right.
while running.
Okay.
So he actually decided to go in my direction, which I thought was very flattering.
Oh, I see.
So then we started talking, but I, you know, that whole fitness thing where you're supposed to be in shape, where you can carry on a conversation.
I'm
okay, here's the
I
thing
know.
About that.
Well,
all right.
What that's like.
Because I know, you know, as with Clyde Army over here,
yeah.
Because you know this, I can carry on a conversation mm-hmm. with you.
Yes.
But I have to have been doing it from the start.
Right.
If I'm in my own zone, good 2-3 miles, 4 miles, and now we're starting a conversation, it's a lot like I'm trying to quickly order at the IHOP before the menu switches over.
You have to retrain your diaphragm.
Gotta have a moment to catch up.
Right.
IHOP's not a good reference. That menu stays the same all day long. And I can't even use McDonald's now because now they offer breakfast all day.
Sonic?
I don't know about
Jack in the Box?
Never been. Never been to either of those.
Arby's?
We've talked a lot about bad food today.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
That's disturbing. I think it's because we haven't had breakfast yet.
That's true. I've barely had breakfast.
All right.
Do you have anything else for me?
I got my packet in the mail.
For?
For the...
New York City Marathon?
No. That's so far away, it won't happen for a while. No, I got my packet for the BAA 5K, which happens the Saturday before the Boston Marathon.
Hey, look at you. That's fantastic.
So I have my bib. I'm all ready to go.
That's great. I do need to select a 5K. Now, we're both in for the 10K, the BAA 10K.
You've signed up?
I've signed up. I'm actually going to be raising money.
Are you really?
Yeah. You know, maybe we'll make a little announcement about our both of our fundraising efforts coming up in a upcoming show. And then I have a half in October, and you have a half in...
Also October.
October, and then you have a marathon in November, and I have one in December. Look at that. The circuit
we're really getting complete. We're getting it together. I don't know if I'll do much racing after June. I think I'm going to just go into training and not race until that half.
Right.
Although 5Ks pop up, 10Ks pop up, you never know.
I like to do 5Ks with the fam. It's fun.
Well, maybe the show,
yeah.
HWYRT,
yeah.
will be asked...
Well, that's true.
To participate in these events in some larger way than even we can imagine at this time.
Well, I can imagine quite a bit.
I can imagine I'm wearing a HWYRT shirt in all of these races.
Oh, I'm definitely doing that.
That's
and I
true.
Guess would have to bring the equipment and the staff in the HWYRT van to all of these events that we're going to be doing.
It's more of an ATV, but okay. It's an open air ATV.
We'll be sitting on each other's shoulders.
That's fine. I'd like that.
Safety first.
Eating Cadbury eggs.
No, the cookies.
Oh, the wafers.
Yeah.
The wafers.
The Cadbury wafers. Hey, this has been episode 23 of How Was Your Run Today with
Always
Peter
better.
Villa.
That's me.
And Brian Gould.
It's you.
Music by Jeff Cronenberg. And
there was a
beatboxing.
There was a lot of positive feedback about the beatboxing.
Anna Brooks is our social media guru.
Yeah.
Listeners, please contribute to the show with your questions and comments. For email and social media, go to our website, howisyourruntoday.com. Sign up to get this podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, and please give us a rating and a comment while you're there.
Please.
Every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked. And if you love HWYRT, please share our posts on Facebook and retweet us. It's free and easier than climbing onto the Thought Platform. Hey, Peter.
I use a jetpack.
Have a good run today.
You too, Brian.
I will. Often the quality of a podcast has more to do with craft than topic experience or topic expertise or reading ability.